Did you get picked to do this, or did you actively seek this job out, and what are you expecting to do over the next months and years?
Well, the board approached me and had faith in, I guess, what I'd done in the past and everything, and we're looking for a change, and I look forward to the opportunity. And you're right, it's the largest county in the state in terms of elections, population-wise, and they've had some issues recently, and I hope to address those, and I hope to move forward in a positive way.
What's the biggest issue you think you need to address there? There's a coalition out there who wants to get rid of the electronic balloting. They're actively lobbying for that. Are you going to listen to them or?
Well, I'll certainly listen to them. I've heard their concerns in the past. They've come to the county council and the election board on several occasions over past years. I'm not in favor of getting rid of the touchscreen voting machines at this point, and but I'll certainly hear them out.
So there were, as I kind of mentioned, there were other instances where there were problems with the election board. One that really comes to mind is the fact that Stacey Newman and Susan Carlson had to redo election because there were ballots in different places. How would you want to prevent something like that from happening again, or running out of ballots from happening again, or any of the other situations?
Well, the running out of ballot situation, I think, is something that, that's going to be one of the first things I hope to address. I'll be over at the election board tomorrow and talking to the senior staff, at least. And, that's very troubling, and I think that's, a very basic thing that needs to be addressed. And, I don't know if it's just better communication amongst the directors and the staff. I hope to find that out in the days to come. But, frankly, voters expect for there to be enough ballots at their polling place, and the election board needs to do that.
So tell us a little bit about why you feel you're qualified for this position. Someone else told me that you had worked in the election board before and you're actually quite well versed in this. Just tell me a little bit why you're the right man for this job.
Sure. Well, I have worked full time at the election board before for several years. Election administration is my professional passion. I have a master's degree in public administration from UMSL, and I've observed elections in several other countries and made a lot of connections, and so it's something near and dear to my heart, and I hope to improve election administration in St. Louis County.
You start tomorrow?
I don't know if I'll officially start tomorrow, but I will be there to meet with Director Days and the senior staff to go over transition things. The chairman asked me to be there in the morning to do that, so I will be there.
I haven't heard her exact comments, but I think State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal was holding a press conference about Rita Days's departure, and I think that she was speaking out not necessarily against you, because I think that, as you just mentioned, you're qualified for the position, but by the fact that a prominent African American is no longer in this position and is being replaced by a Caucasian gentleman like yourself. Given all that's happened in the last few months, is she right that that's a concern in this? Even though this, was not your decision, it was the election board decision.
Well, I can say this. I mean, I can't change the color of my skin, but what I can do is promise all the voters of St. Louis County, including the African American voters, that I'll do my absolute utmost to ensure that they have equal access to, voting in St. Louis County, adequate paper ballots, adequate polling places, adequate absentee voting procedures, and so on. And, that's all I can promise them.